بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين.
The last statement, how bad is that for which they have sold their own selves, that they should disbelieve in that which Allah has revealed, that is the Quran, grudging that Allah should reveal of His grace unto whom He wills of His servants. So they have drawn on themselves wrath upon wrath, and for the disbelievers there is disgracing torment. Chapter 2, verse 90, Al-Quran. Mujahid said about how bad is that for which they have sold their own selves, means the Jews sold the truth for falsehood and hid the truth about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As-Suddi said that the ayah, how bad is that for which they have sold their own selves, means the Jews sold themselves. Further meaning, what is worse is that they chose for themselves by disbelieving in what Allah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam instead of believing, aiding and supporting him. This behavior of theirs is the result of their injustice, envy and hatred. The last statement, grudging that Allah should reveal of His grace unto whom He wills of His servants, means there is no envy worse than this. Therefore, Allah's statement, so they have drawn on themselves wrath upon wrath. Ibn Abbas commented on this ayah, Allah became angry with them because they ignored some of the Torah and disbelieved in the Prophet that He sent to them. I, Ibn Kathir, say that the meaning of and they drew on themselves is that they deserved and acquired multiplied anger. Also, Abu al-Aliya said, Allah became angry with them because of their disbelief in the Injil and Isa, and He became angry with them again because they disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran. Similar was said by Ikrimah and Qatada. Allah said, and for the disbelievers there is disgracing torment. Since their disbelief was a result of their transgression and envy, which was caused by arrogance, they were punished with disgrace and humiliation in this world and the hereafter. Similarly, Allah said, verily, those who scorn my worship, that is, do not invoke me and do not believe in my oneness, they will surely enter hell in humiliation. Chapter 40, verse 60, Al-Quran. This means disgraced, degraded, and humiliated. Imam Ahmad narrated that Amr bin Shu'aib said that his father said that his grandfather said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the arrogant people will be gathered on the day of resurrection in the size of ants, but in the shape of men. Everything shall be above them because of the humiliation placed on them until they enter a prison in Jahannam called Bawlas, where the fire will surround them from above. They shall drink from the pus of the people of the fire.